This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, now is the second part of the dua that we talked about the last Friday. We said about the narration of Ibn al-Adham, Rahim Ibn al-Adham, rahmatullahi alayh, among the 10 reasons that the dua is not answered. And it was given in a piece of paper. Today may Allah bless those brothers and sisters who worked on another piece of paper that has that previous khutbah and the summary of this one, inshallah, to be given out to you. Hopefully that will guide you and keep you to memorize and remind yourself how to get your dua answered now that we said, تَخْلِيَ قَبْلَ التَّحْلِيَ. So purification before beautification. So we talked about the reasons that why the dua is not answered, because what's going on in the ummah and what's going on and everybody's making dua, but it's not answered. So we have to understand that we have to change. Now we said that hopefully somebody changed and somebody will be answered. But how to get there is the topic of this khutbah, inshaAllah. I want you to imagine that you're going to someone that you think he has this magic ring or a magic wand. He has powers. And you have to even pay money to see this person. And you're going to ask him, write something for me, man. Make this girl fall in love with me. Make me pay off my debts. Cure me. Or whatever it is. Could you imagine? Of course, we're not allowed to do that. But could you imagine if you know that somebody exists that has that magic lamp? That, labbaik, here. The Aladdin. Could you imagine? You would run, the people would be lined up to make sure that they get their line. And wallahi, I've seen with my own eyes, another country, even non-Muslims were standing in line of a grave that somebody to make dua for this dead person to actually answer them and to grant them whatever it is. Nas'Allah al-'afwa wal-'afiyah. I've seen it with my own eyes. I was asking the brother, what is that? That's a very long line. What is that? That's a lot of people. It was actually in the middle of the water somewhere where they had a ramp to a deceased person. And the people were paying money. They were actually paying money just to be able to go there and rub the and ask the deceased person to give them a child and give them this and give them that. SubhanAllah. Amantu billahi wa rusuli. What is the ignorance of the ummah? Should we not come back? InshaAllah. So could you imagine that? Ya Shaykh, but we have somebody much, much better than that. We have the ultimate. We have the one that says, kun. Subhana man kana amruhu bayn al-kafi wa al-noon. Praise unto the one that is that command is between two letters, kun, be, and it is. Do you have to go to some sufwan? You have to go to do this, and you have to, wallahi, no. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu an al bayt al-athari yajma'in, wa sahabati yajma'in. He was asked the question. Here's what is the distance between the heavens and the earth? Most of us, you go philosophical, you know, the scientific fact was X amount of light years and blah, blah, blah. But nowadays, you know what was his answer? His answer was, دَعْوَةٍ مُسْتَجَابَةٍ. The distance between the heavens and the earth is an answered prayer. You say, Ya Rabb, O my Lord, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Labbayka abdi. Yes, my slave. Yes, my worshipper. That's the distance between the heavens and the earth. And we're leaving the one that has the ability to do everything for us. And we're going to other people asking them. Subhanallah, isn't that ajeeb, ya Shaykh? But when you complain to people, what happens? Man shaka lil khalq? What happens? Illa zad. But no, man shaka lil khalq? Illa zal. You complain to people, it will increase. And people, do you think people want to hear your complaints? They're gonna shut you off. Oh, a'udhu billahi min akuni min ahli shakwa. I ask Allah to protect us to be upon the people who just complain about everything. So may Allah protect us from that. But Allah, people don't, they're angry with you. Don't complain. Talk to the hand. Call waiting. I had enough of you, man. This guy's coming. Run. Run, brother. This brother complains about everything. How you doing, man? Oh, my kidney is this. My back. Allahu Akbar. I just lost my job. And my wife is driving me nuts. The kids, that's how I lost my hair. And all of that. The long list of things. And after this, alhamdulillah, yani. After a long list of complaints, he says, yani, alhamdulillah, al-kul hal. No, man. That's not it. But you know, people get angry when they see that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry if you don't ask Him. It's the other way around. It's actually takabbur. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيمٌ. The amazing part about this ayah, if they ask you about me, O Muhammad, tell them I'm here. He didn't say فَقُلْ. This قُلْ التَّلْقِنِيَّ. He didn't say, tell them, O Muhammad. He cut the middle man. He actually says, if they ask you about me, I'm here. He didn't tell them I'm here. Just to see how expedient that is. There is haste. There is no link. All you have to do is this. You know, you get the 4Gs and the biggest router. And you get the unlimited, I don't know what it is now, 130, whatever gigs that you have. And all of a sudden you say, yeah, because I want fast. I want to download this up and I want to upload this really fast. I don't have 2 seconds to wait for this video to download. You get the best, right? But subhanAllah, ya Shaykh, you have the strongest uplink and download. The strongest and the fastest ever. There is no computer on the face of the earth that will ever get you whatever you want that quick. It's just, ya Shaykh, the power of dua, wallahi. But we neglect it and leave it for somebody else. Even prophets and messengers, my brothers and sisters, the best of creations, they asked Allah, do you think they need this? Do you think a Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of creations, he needs to uqsim, he makes a dua, Ya Rabbi, intahlik hadhi al-usaba, lan tu'bad ba'da al-yawm. Do you think, if you destroy these people, you will never be worshipped after this anymore. This is even the wars. Didn't Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu and the sahaba al-jami'i says, hawwin alayka ya Rasulullah. Take it easy, O Muhammad alayhi salam, O Messenger of Allah, take it easy. Allah, inna Allah, He promised He will give you one of the two. This is a promise of Allah, this is His deen. But still, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to tukhad al-asbab, had to put the effort and plan and raise his hand and plead to Allah and break that barrier of arrogance. وَمَنْ يَسْتَكْبِرْ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. If you have this arrogance that you think that you are self-sufficient, that you don't need me, there's something waiting for you. Because you think you're too poor, you're too rich. I don't need this dua, ya Shaykh. I have the money, I can go make I can get the best doctors in the world. Isn't that right? I have this kibr. You guys, you poor guys, you need to make dua. You guys, you need to go to Qiyam al-Layl. You have to come behind the imam. You have to do taraweeh. And some of you, I see you crying. What are you doing, man? Is this a Bollywood playing here? What's going on? I don't need this. I have money, I have power, I have people, I have connections. Don't you know who I am? I know people that have stars and swords and eagles and stuff. They'll put you behind bars. You see, these are powerful people. But if that's the case, what happened to Pharaoh? If this is the one who's utidu ala ilmin indi, what happened to Qarun? If that's the case, are we ever self-sufficient? La wallahi, we're always in the need of Allah subhanahu wa jalla bihi. No matter how strong, powerful, rich, no matter what, we're always poor to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. We need Him always. And that's what this is all about. If Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the dua, if all the prophets and messengers, La ilaha illa ant subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimeen.
يقيني بمسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. All problems when they were in trouble, when they were, what did they do? Did they call 911? Did they didn't, whatever it is, they asked Allah subhanahu jalla bi hula. And Allah subhanahu fastajabna, it's called fa'at taqib. Right away we answered. And my brothers and sisters, we have a very strong weapon. It's a halal weapon. It's a legal weapon. None of this WMDs, the fake WMDs, you know, the one that they actually go take our lands and take our resources. Oh, they had WMDs, man. Well, we have a bigger WMDs. Wallahi, we have a much bigger WMDs. We have the dua to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. Unfortunately, we neglect that beautiful power and we think of the dunya, not the hereafter. There is a few things I want to share with you because the time is up, but the list is there. First thing is ikhlas. That's what this thing is about. I think we should take this as a series, but we'll do our best to get it in that comprehensive way, inshallah. The first thing is ikhlas because of this. دَعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Ask Allah مُخْلِص with ikhlas. Knowing that the only one that can answer you is Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, not anybody else. But does not mean that that gives you the green light to go ahead and tell your boss, I don't really care whether you... It's not that. It doesn't mean that. We talked about this before. That brother that went to the university and you stuck his foot in the professor's. Because he said, my foot is cleaner than your face. Because that's not the idea. The idea is that اتخاذ الأسباب. You see, the scholars will tell you that the limbs are here. The limbs are here. You do your best here in this dunya. But your al-qalb, muqatta'un bul-asbab. The heart is cut off from this, what you think that whoever is going to give you that. But it's linked to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. Now, first thing is that ikhlas. There's 29 things that this poor slave of Allah has given to you, inshallah, to go on. And please, when you answer, when you make a dua, don't say in shirk, that is a trick of shaitan. To a jazm, yaqeen, not just ikhlas, you have to have certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer you. Not only that, we have to have a husn al-dhanni billah, that in a positive way we have to think of Allah. If you think Allah will answer you, He will answer you. But if you think that Allah will not answer you, He will not answer you. And don't ever be in rush and haste. Da'out wa da'out. I asked and I asked, what happened? Shaykh, I've been asking for 3 years, man. Ya Rabbi, give me this righteous girl, you know, give me all these things. And don't, la ta'addi. Do not oppress, do not exceed, do not exceed the boundaries. I want her to be 1, 2, 3, 4 and specifics. Don't do that. Ya say, Ya Rabbi, ikhtarli. You choose. Rabbana, that's why the scholar says the best dua is what? Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Why is that? Oh Allah, give us the best in this dunya, the best in the hereafter, and keep us away from hellfire. Because do you know the best in this dunya? We don't know what's the best in the dunya. Because if you think the best in the dunya is the mal, what happens? You will never see you again. Because you make dua, Ya Rabbi, give me money. And if He gives you money, what happens to you? You think we'll see you here again? Sucker, we'll lose it, whatever. We're not gonna see you anymore. You got the beamer top down, you got the babe, you got the bling bling, and that's it, you're done. You think that's the best thing for you? La wallahi. So the scholars will say, make dua. And don't be in a rush. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer you. Not the way you want, the way He wants. Not the time you want, the time He wants. And. That's why the scholars will tell you, if I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He answers my dua, I am happy once. I'm happy, Allah answered my dua. But if Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, if I make a dua and Allah does not answer me, I am happy asharat al-marat. Multiples of times, I'm much happier. Why? Because He said, because the first one, أول مرة هو اختياري والثانية هو اختيار الله سبحانه وتعالى. It's because the first time, it's my choice. That's what I asked for, I got. That was my choice. But the second one, it was Allah's choice. And Allah's choice is much better than mine. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to the best of it. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفرون واستغفرون كي يفوز المستقبل. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد ما my brothers and sisters, quickly going through the etiquettes and manners and the times and the places where the answers go out. First of all, you have to have nice... Could you imagine going to a king and going to ask him something? What are you going to do? You're going to wear your pajamas? You think you're going to wear your pajamas? I didn't have a shower. I don't really care. I just have garlic and onions. It doesn't matter, man. I'm just going to this guy, the king, asking for something. You think you're going to do that? No. You're going to dress really nice. You're going to take a shower. You're going to make sure everything is groomed. And that's what you're supposed to do, ya Sheikh. Isn't that what Ali ibn Abi Talib is doing? He used to shake before he comes to make the dua and pray. And he used to purify himself. So make sure that you actually face the Qibla. Dress nice. Start with Alhamdulillah. Praise Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala. Because you go to somebody and says, yeah, oh Mr. King, oh Mr. Prime Minister, oh whatever it is that you are so blah blah blah. Shallut hadritak daf'al amam. Isn't that what the hypocrites do, ya Sheikh? If you kick us, that's a kick forward, that's a forward. Shakhbatit ibn hadritak takhtit la mustaqbal bidingan. Isn't that what we do? The scribbles of your son is a perfect roadmap for success. Allahu Akbar. Isn't that what we do? We butter him up. Is that what's called? Sure. Now we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his best and glorious names. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the doors. The King of Kings. And then we say a salutation upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we say whatever it is that you want. And go shopping. The scholar says, don't raise your forehead unless you're satisfied. وَفْعَلَ الْعِبَادَ مُخْلِصًا لَا تَخَلُّصًا. Do your ibadah, do this dua, ikhlas, لَا تَخَلُّص. Just to get rid of it, you know, Ibn Baz rahmatullah alayhi says, don't finish any prayer unless you make these three dua. Ya Rab, al-husna al-khatima. Oh Allah, give us a good ending. Why? Because some of the scholars used to cry. It's what are you afraid of? You know, your sins? He says, wallahi la ubali. My sins, that's not what scares me. So what scares you? He says, husn al-khatima, su al-khatima. Speaking of this, I'll give you a story. This is a true story. A man that was not doing very well, to cut the story short, but he was helping orphans. This man was known not to be a good man, but he died in a ihram. The sheikh that was making the salat al-janazah, he couldn't believe it. He says, wallahi, I have to ask what happened to this brother. So he went to his neighborhood and started asking, what was his story? He says, yes, he used to go to this house here. This is an orphan here. This is a widow, and he used to look after this orphan. And he asked the mother, the widow, he says, astahlifuki billah, what did you say? He says, Allahumma ruzuqhu husna al-khatima. Even though this man was not a very good man, it doesn't give us a green light not to be good. I'm just telling you the power of dua. That widow, that man used to look after, the orphan, he made a dua, oh Allah, give him a good ending. That's what the scholar was afraid, because if it's done, it's done. He cannot come back. So he says, that's how he got it, with the power of dua. So please make sure that you face the Qibla. It's permissible on your own to raise the hands. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. Dress nicely, put perfume on, do righteous deeds after you do this, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the righteous deeds. Like we were talking about today, if you want to have the intention of those helping the brothers and sisters are going to Umrah from Isna'i, give that with the intention. After you give that sadaqah, make a dua, it's answered according to Sahih Bukhari. And those who actually were held back in the cave, too many stories to tell you. But that's the intention. And after you finish whatever it is that you want to finish, again, make salutation of a Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the best time and the best place, of course, in that, Mecca and Medina. But we can't do that. Not all of us are going to Umrah or Hajj. But when is the best time? It is that Qiyamul Layl. Remember that, brothers? Remember a long time ago when you really wanted something? Remember the time when you wanted to get married? Remember the time when you actually wanted to graduate? Remember the time when you wanted to get a job? Remember your time that you wanted to get a car? Remember that time? That's the time you were actually praying that? That's it. After you got it, what happened? It's Niyamul Layl now. No Qiyamul Layl. So we have to put that forehead down. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in the way befitting His Majesty on the last third of the night. And how do you know the last third of the night? It's between Maghrib and Fajr. Divide him into three. The last third is the best time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in the way befitting His Majesty. He says, هَلْ مِنْ دَاعٍ. Anyone that asks that I will answer his dua, هل من حاجة? Any worldly affairs, anything you want, any chores, any errands you want to do. هل من تائب? Any repentant? هل من مستغفر? Anyone that wants to be forgiven. Could you imagine? And that is every night. And the closest place to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi ala. When you put that forehead that makes you different than the other creation, that is the mind that makes you different, to put that highest thing in the most intellectual of your body down to earth again, and ask Allah, that's the closest time and the best time if you're on your own. Of course, including Arafah and so on and so forth. So taharri, make sure you get the best time, the best places. And when you answer, if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the scholars will tell you it is a good thing no matter what. But make sure, kun mustajab al-da'wa. How do you get your answer? You know, anna yustajabu lah. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, how is Allah going to answer your dua? How? And the conditions were what? He says, malbasahu min haram, ta'amuhu min haram, sharabuhu min haram. Your food is haram, your drink is haram, the clothes is haram. Anna yustajabu lah. How is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to answer your dua? So the scholar says, among the conditions, make lots of istighfar, lots of righteous deeds. Make sure that everything is halal. And the other hadith said what? Three types of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer the dua. Says one is what? Al-dhakirin Allah kathira wa dhakirat. So we said those who remember Allah in abundance. And here, wa, by the way, is the after the eighth. You'll see their noun. That's another ulum in the Quran science. So you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, male and female. Those who remember Allah in abundance. So we said what? From now on, what did we say? When you walk around, how are you going to walk around? Are you going to think of Sister Susu as you're walking around? Ya Shaykh, you're going to walk around with the right foot, you say Alhamdulillah. With the left foot, you're going to say Astaghfirullah. As we said before, that's what the scholars will tell you. Because you think of the good things that Allah has given you, you say Alhamdulillah with your right foot when you walk. And you think of these sins that you did. It's not befitting in the majesty of Allah. So with your left foot, you're going to say Astaghfirullah. That's how you're going to be Dhakirin Allah Kathira wa Dhakirat. Allah will answer your dua. An Imam al-Muqsit, a righteous ruler, and a fair and just ruler. Forget that. We don't have those around here nowadays. May Allah bring him back to us, Ya Rabbi, Ameen. And Mazloom, the oppressed, so don't be afraid, Ya Shaykh. Now that dua is answered for sure. There's about three types. One that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you, as we mentioned before. The second that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually grant you something that is better than that, which is a calamity that's going to be bestowed upon you, and that dua will go up and struggle with that. We'll keep it off you. And the third, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave it for you till judgment day. And the hadith says, when you see the dua and the reward you've gotten on judgment day for the dua that you made that was not answered in this dunya, you would wish that none of your dua were actually answered in this dunya, and your reward will be actually held for you in the hereafter. Now make sure your righteous deeds are such. Because in Nawafil, the hadith says, Hadith Qudsi, the divine tradition, it says, the best of actions and deeds of my place are the one, the obligations. وَمَا زَالَ عَبْدُ يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ. And you keep doing righteous deeds, other than what is obligated, among them, وَإِذَا دَعَانِي لَأُجِيبَنَّ. Lam al-qasam, noon al-tawqeed. Lam is an oath, it's for sure. And noon mushaddada, indeed, again, verily. Two letters in one word again, making sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing it. So do lots of that, my brothers and sisters. Your walidain, my brothers and sisters. If this is the most important one of the whole khutbah, wallahi. A true story. A mother asked her son, they bought him a car, 18 years old. He asked him, take me to your aunt. And that son says, no. So the mother is pleading, begging her son to take her to her aunt. There is an older mother. She says, now you got the car so you can have me as a slave and you're blah, 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 and all of that stuff. So the son did not answer the plea of the mother. When he walked away, he heard words. You know what the words were? You will know shortly, inshallah. The man went out, he didn't come back. He was in prison for 18 years. The Shaykh says, I visited this man to see what's going on. He says, Wallahi ya Shaykh, it was that night that I disobeyed the command of my mother. When I left, I went outside and I never got back. The police got me and said that you're accused of killing some of the high stature people, the noble of society. And now he's been in prison for 18 years. And he was not allowed for anyone to see them. No visitors. And it was finally allowed after 18 years for someone to visit him. Who was, do you think, the first one to visit him? It was his mother. How many people you have on Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat or whatever it is that you have? How many people will visit you when you need, or on your deathbed, or your janaza? It's your family. It's the true friends. Now that mother says, when she saw him, Ya Bunay, forgive me. She says, how come, Ya, oh mother, how could I forgive you? Why? So remember that night? He says, yes, I remember that night. How could I forget? He says, I made a dua against you. I said, Allahumma sallit alayhi man la yarhamu. Because he had no mercy on his own mother. So she said, oh Allah, let him be in control of those who will have no mercy upon him. So wallahi ya Shaykh, up till now I have no idea where my file is. 18 years, ya Shaykh. So if you're going to say yes or no to anyone, you better be careful what you say to your mother first. And your father, my brothers and sisters. It's a complete answered dua. Don't mess around with your mothers and fathers, Akhi and Ukhti. It's an answered dua. Too many things to share with you. Too many stories. But wallahi, we don't have enough time. Maybe some other time. The list is there. It's not there for you to just blast it on your fridge. No, it's for you to change. So please take this list and implement it. You have a road map how not to get your answer dua and how to get your answered dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Yawm al-Jum'ah is also an answered dua. It is specifically the hour. Some of the scholars says at this time, or some of the scholars says the last hour of that. So please don't forget your adhkar all the time, inshallah. يا ربنا لك الحمد كما بجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الاولين وفي الاخرين وفي الملأ الاعلى من الدين اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين واعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين اوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشمت بنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك تعالى من تحتنا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وعاف مبتلانا ومبتلى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين واشف صدور قوم المؤمنين ولا تشمت بنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى على اله وصحبه والتابعين اقول ما تسمعون فما كان فيه من صواب فمن الرحمن وما كان فيه من خطا من نسيان فمني ومن الشيطان والله ورسوله منه براء واعوذ بالله ان اذكركم به وانساه واقم الصلاه